some frustrations over the last couple of weeks have been out of our hands with decisions going against us, and some have been more within our hands with chances created and ones that we haven't, you know, taken away. We haven't been as ruthless as what we expect from the group. But I think when you make sense of the whole run, one loss in 10, 3-19, is pretty impressive overall. But we are, you know, we are thirsty for more. I've said it many times, and we've got that mentality. We always make sense of each result, and we look to add to move it forward.
You mentioned the run, and obviously you can look at statistics in two ways, can't you? I'm sure there are some people out there saying you've not won in four games, and there are some people saying you've only lost one in those number of games.
The media's job really is to remind you of all the negative stuff. It's just the way it is. And that's not a pop of the media, it's just the way it is. You know, it's part of the job. So trust me, there's not many who say that you've had one loss in 10. It'll be you've had, you know, no wins in four. But to be honest, we've been down this road enough. We know the close margins that are in a game. We know how to define being on the right side of them. We've done it many times before, and we'll look to do it again, of course. And you know, a loss really is only a reminder of what you need to do to win. And, you know, that's how we look at it. It's sometimes, you know, I remember someone saying to me recently, a good mentality to have is you know, if we're attempting to win, and we lose, then we're still winning or learning, you know. So it's kind of that thought, you know, where if you lose, you make sense of it, you learn something from it. If you win, you still learn something from it. But of course, you're looking for the positive side of the outcome.
Can we tackle the two categories of things that you came up with earlier? The frustrating things for a start. Are you an advocate of you make your own luck, or is there always an element of you can't control it?
I think there's both. I think you try and make your own luck, you know. Fortune favours the prepared, etc., etc. I could give you a million cliches. I'll choose not to. But no, you attempt to make your own luck by all of your good organisation, your good practice, your good preparation and awareness of the challenge. There is genuine luck sometimes. You know, I've looked across the division. I watch the goals every weekend. I've seen a couple of sides who the ball seems to be landing everywhere for them. And you do wonder whether there's a long-term future in that. Because you've got to suggest anyway that you make your own luck by giving good performances and taking chances, stopping people from creating chances and all the details that go into a game as often as you can. So I'm probably in the middle. You still need a scratch of genuine luck, whether that be with referees' decisions, whether it be with for and against, that is, whether it be with injuries, whether it be with a ball that hits someone on the way in a goal and deflects into the other side. And then you need your manufactured luck by being prepared and doing things right all of the time.
And as far as taking the chances are concerned, practically, what can you do about that? Is it just the old golfing adage that the harder you work, the luckier you get? The more you practice, the more you go with it, the more end result you'll get?
Sort of something involved in all that madness you said. I lost track about 30 words into it. But no, there is a thought in there. I know what you're suggesting, joking apart. And that is that you do the right things all of the time and it works, you know, somewhere down the line. So in other words, the players, I insist on players being in there to take chances. If they miss them, I'm not bothered. That doesn't mean I'm not bothered in the sense that we didn't win. What I mean is I don't put pressure on them because they're in there to score a chance. I only put pressure on key players being in key positions if they're not attempting to get in there. That's the process that I go through. I think it gives the strikers particularly an open-mindedness that when the next chance comes, you try and take it. If it misses, you won't be hearing from me as long as you're in the right area to score.
Does it only become a worry then if a player passes when they've got the chance to shoot or passes up on an opportunity?
It's not a worry, it's just the design of the game. It's very difficult to dominate every inch of every game, create chances, score them all. So it's just the nature of the game, and it's just defining the whys and wherefores, then it's working on the things that you have defined in order to get the moment where you can take as many chances as you can, if we're purely talking about chances, of course. So it's practice, it's relentlessness, it's mentality, and it's skill set. And you put all them together and you get the right outcomes over time.